Australian Prime Minister evacuated from residence after Chinese bomb threat over Shenyun performance. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was evacuated from his residence in Canberra on February 24, following a bomb threat made in Chinese against him and other high-ranking officials. The threat came just days before a scheduled performance by New York-based Shenyun Performing Arts, a classical Chinese dance and music company that has been a target of Beijing for years. Ahead of the company's Australian tour, due to start on February 25, emails in Chinese sent to local presenters demanded that they cancel the shows or else face dire consequences. One email, obtained by the Epoch Times, falsely claimed that explosives had been placed around the Prime Minister's residence and that they would be detonated should Shenyun's performances proceed. The Prime Minister was taken to another location for several hours while law enforcement conducted a search at the lodge in Canberra. The Australian Federal Police on February 24 found no current threat to community or public safety, a spokesperson told the Epoch Times. Threats targeting Shenyun. Local Australian presenters for Shenyun said they received a Chinese-language email on February 10 with the message, "If Shenyun's performance goes ahead, something will happen to Anthony Albanese." The email threatened the personal safety of Anthony Albanese and all other Australian high officials. "It doesn't matter as long as you can afford the cost. I won't try to talk you out of it anymore. Just don't regret it later," it read. A second email, sent on February 22, was titled "Suggestion to Stop Shenyun." The email stated in Chinese, "Large quantities of nitroglycerin explosives have been placed around the Australian Prime Minister's lodge, located on Adelaide Avenue in the Deakin area of Canberra, Australia. If you insist on proceeding with the performance, then the Prime Minister's lodge will be blown into ruins and blood will flow like a river." The sender of the second email claimed to be Chin Po Kong, a US-based columnist, political commentator, and YouTuber who played a key role in the pro-democracy movement in China during 1989, for which he was imprisoned and subsequently exiled to the United States. However, the CCP has a history of impersonating individuals, including foreign officials and dissidents, when making these types of threats. The Epoch Times has contacted Chen for comment. The local Australian presenters delivered both threats to the AFP on February 24. Weeks earlier, similarly worded threats were made against the leaders of the UK, South Korea, and Denmark, with no actual incidents reported. The performing arts company, which seeks to revive 5,000 years of Chinese civilization, was founded by artists in the United States who practice Falun Gong. The spiritual discipline, also known as Falun Dafa, features meditative exercises and teachings based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. The Chinese Communist Party began a nationwide persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in 1999. Under the persecution, millions have been arbitrarily detained, tortured, subjected to forced labor, and even killed for their organs to fuel the regime's lucrative transplantation industry. Shenyun's performances feature dance pieces that tell the stories of practitioners who faced persecution in China. The Epoch Times is a media sponsor of Shenyun. Over the past 2 years, Shenyun has been subjected to a transnational suppression campaign involving bomb threats, email threats, and media campaigns. The latest emails follow a January 2 statement by the Chinese consulates in Sydney and Melbourne urging Australians not to watch Shenyun. The consulates echoed CCP propaganda in calling on friends from all sectors to remain vigilant and to stay away from the Shenyun performance. That message followed two bomb threats in November 2025 targeting a Sydney screening of State Organs, a documentary that exposes the CCP's organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners in China. Lucy Zhao, president of the Falun Dafa Association of Australia, condemned the latest threats. "This is a hate crime and terrorist threats aiming to silence dissidents and stop Shenyun," she said in a statement. She said the association will only work harder to ensure that Shenyun shows run safely and successfully in Australia and to hold activities to expose the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong. I believe our government will not allow such CCP foreign interference to continue and will investigate further and take action to prevent it. Unacceptable. In response to the latest emails, One Nation federal MP Barnaby Joy said it was totally unacceptable in Australia to intimidate someone who is practicing their religion in a form that is no threat to Australian culture and does not intrude on the rights of others. We live in an Australian culture. Australian culture has guardrails as to how you act. It supports freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom of movement. It believes in the centrality of the family and patriotism to Australia, he told the Epoch Times. The Epoch Times has contacted both the Prime Minister's office and leader of the opposition Angus Taylor for comment. Taylor did later write on X, "Pleased to hear that the Prime Minister is safe and well after being evacuated from his residence in Canberra. Threats against any parliamentarian are utterly abhorrent, especially in a country built on expressing our differences through debate." Former Australian Federal Police Agent Paul Johnstone said the latest emails could have come from overseas. The use of the word Australia in this context appears unusually formal and somewhat inconsistent with typical Australian correspondence, where such wording would rarely be used. This linguistic irregularity may warrant closer examination as a potential indicator of external authorship, he told the Epoch Times. Johnstone, who has trained police and security personnel across Asia, said the threatening nature of the message suggested alignment with propaganda channels or elements linked to the Chinese People's Liberation Army or Ministry of State Security. Beijing does not regard Xinyun as merely a cultural organization, but as a platform that highlights human rights abuses and challenges the authority of the Chinese regime, he said. Chinese diplomatic missions overseas, including in Australia, have reportedly sought to discourage or prevent Xinyun performances through formal correspondence, engagement with venues and sponsors, and behind-the-scenes pressure on officials. Johnstone said that these efforts are part of a broader strategy to shape global narratives and protect China's international image, which is progressively eroding, especially amid rising regional tensions, including maritime confrontations with the Philippines, economic friction with Japan, and internal political upheavals with purges within the PLA and government. The incident is the latest in an ongoing campaign targeting Falun Gong practitioners and companies started by them around the world, including Xinyun. The Falun Dafa Information Center, which has been tracking the campaign, has counted more than 130 death and bomb threats made against Xinyun since March 2024. Dozens more violent threats have targeted U.S. officials and institutions that support Falun Gong, according to the center. Most of the emails are in Chinese, with the senders claiming, falsely, that they would stage acts of violence should the performances go ahead. In February 2025, the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, now named the Trump Kennedy Center, was evacuated due to a bomb threat targeting Xinyun. Other threats have directly targeted Xinyun's performers, their families, and their training facilities in New York. Xinyun's 2026 Australian tour will perform in the Gold Coast, Sydney, Melbourne, and Adelaide from February 25 to March 29. The show has been widely welcomed in Australian cities for many years, earning praise from figures such as billionaire Imelda Roche. Eva Fu contributed to this report.